Голос Русинів Америка.
Добрий вечір, дами і панове, і вітайте на релацію «Голос Русинів Америки». Ми зме тут кожну неділю на станицю Русин FM, ваше русинське радіо, о півчетвертої години у Пітсбургу, а півдесятої години у Пріашові. Я єм Дін Полоука, а днеска є 22 января 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, heard every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central on Russin FM, your Russin radio station. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, January 22nd, 2023. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going into the golden oldies. These are from the group back then known as the Dukla Ensemble, today known as Pulse, from Priashiv. And these are from the old Apon records from the 1950s and 60s. First, we have Shtosya Chervenie, followed by Malaya Frayera, Shtomu Menom Petro. Pulse is one of the folk ensembles that if you go on the Russian Heritage Tour later on this year, that you will end up seeing, and I will tell you about the Russian Heritage Tour later on in the broadcast.
Ой, дождь,
as we begin our 19th year of broadcasting the Russin Heritage program throughout the world. Currently on Russin FM, I am appealing to my listeners to send $19 in honor of it. You know that we're sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, but need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. Also, if you have any announcements, you have any dedications, or if you have any businesses that you would like to promote, then you can also get in touch with me with that as well. In order to do so, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351, or you can email me at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or go to our webpage c-rs.org, hover over donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program.
Дякую. świata, ta hej, hej, hej. Tam się odyszenia daje nowa chata, hej, uchaj, umyłem cele. Tam się odyszenia daje nowa chata, hej, uchaj, umyłem cele.
Today we remember World War II veteran Colonel Vasil Timkovich, who fought in many battles of the Eastern Front, who passed away this January on the 2nd. Vasil Timkovich was born on March 21, 1923, in the Rusyn village of Skotarske. Skotarske is in the mountains of Podkarpatska Rus, then part of the first Czechoslovak Republic in Bereg County. Today it is part of Ukraine's Transcarpathian Oblast, just northeast of the town of Volovets. Vasil was the youngest of four children in a family of a forest manager. He studied at the secondary grammar school in Mukachevo. After the Hungarian annexation of Podkarpatska Rus in March of 1939, Vasil and two classmates decided to run away abroad. The boys believed that their Slavic brothers would welcome them in a friendly way and allow them to fight for the liberation of their homeland. Instead, the Soviet Union opened the gates of the Gulag to the 15-year-old Vasil. The boys were caught just across the border and transported to the then Polish city of Skolje and held by the Border Protection Corps. After the Soviet invasion of Poland in 1939, the city of Skolje became part of the Soviet Union. At that time, they were then transferred to a prison in Kharkov, where they were sentenced to 3 years for illegally crossing the border. Vasil worked those years in Petrolag camp in the Ural Mountains. In particular, the Pechora Correctional Labor Camp, where he labored on the Pechora Main Line, a railway running from Vorkuta, just above the Arctic Circle, to Moscow. After the end of his sentence, he was offered to go to Buzuluk, where the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps was being formed at the time. He underwent basic training in Buzuluk, took part in the liberation of Kiev, and moved to Slovakia to fight in the Battle of the Dukla Pass. He remained in Czechoslovakia up till the end of the war. As a citizen of the pre-war Czechoslovak Republic, he saw the capital city of Prague for the first time in May 1945 during a ceremonial military parade. He was only 22 years old. Vasil never returned permanently to Podkarpatska Rus, which was annexed by Stalin in 1946 and became part of the Soviet Union after the war. His family in Skotarske had no news about him, so they searched for him via the Red Cross. After the Red Cross contacted him, Vasil went to Skotarske. Unfortunately, 2 days before his arrival, his father was picked up by the NKVD, the predecessor to the KGB, the People's Commissariat for Internal Affairs. His brother and sisters stayed in Skotarske, and Vasil returned to Czechoslovakia. There he graduated from high school and was offered a career in the army. He served in the Czechoslovak Army until his retirement in 1980 at the age of 57. As a war veteran, in the early 1990s, he attended the founding of the local union of the Czechoslovak Legionary Community in Ústí nad Orlicí in the Czech Republic and was its chairman for many years. He regularly participated in Veterans Day celebrations, most recently on November 11, 2022. Colonel Vasil Timkovich died on January 2, 2023, at the age of 99 and was buried on January 13th with full military honors in the Czech Republic town of Česká Tržebová. Věčná jemu paměť.
Thank you. in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life.
Building for your future.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free. 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. A new Rosen Heritage Tour is back for the summer. After a multi-year hiatus, the Rosen Heritage Tour is back, post-COVID, though a little different. Due to the war in Ukraine, the tour will not visit Ukraine this year. The focus will be on visiting Rusyns and exploring Rusyn culture in Poland and Slovakia. This tour runs June 27th through July 6th with your tour guides John Rigetti and Eva Bunkova leading the group. Come walk where your ancestors walked, maybe meet a long-lost relative. I could tell you stories about the tours that I directed and were on, and people had no idea what they were to find, and they found relatives, second cousins, third cousins, sometimes even a direct first cousin or first cousin once removed. It is an awesome experience. This is the tour that is full of Rusyn culture and will make you understand that Rusyn culture and what made you as a Rusyn you. The price of this tour is $4,600 double occupancy, another $800 for single room supplement, which includes all air taxes and fuel charges, round trip airfare from Newark, the hotels for 8 nights, breakfast and dinner daily, all the daily sightseeing activities in your own deluxe motor coach, and much more. If you are interested in this Rusyn Heritage Tour, which will go to cities and towns such as Zindranova, Sanok, Gorlice, Svidnik, Medziliborce, Preshow, and Košice, you need to call John Rigetti at 412-518-7149. 412-518-7149. And again, this tour runs from June 27th to July 6th with John Rigetti and Eva Bunkova as your tour directors. So call John at 412-518-7149, or you can send him email at this address, rusyn1@gmail.com. rusynone@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusyniu Amerika, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. In order to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can join the organization, you can order from our online and offline catalog, take part in the genealogy discussion, see the current events that are coming up. There are a few webinars that are happening in the next few weeks that members have exclusive privilege to. So that is the Carpatha Russin Society, their webpage, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Коло мутна,
мила моя, чому є смутна? Я не смутна, лем сердита, бо я була з ночі бита. Я не смутна, лем сердита, бо я була з ночі бита.
Била мене мама касночі, про Іванкові чорні очі. Ще й казала буде бити, щоб Іванка не любити. Ще й казала буде бити, щоб Іванка не любити. Ой, болить, дня болить, що мся порізала. В тім зеленім гаю, де є траву жала.
Зеленім гаю, в нашім хутарю, в тім зеленім гаю, де єм траву жала. Зеленім гаю, в нашім хутарю, в тім зеленім гаю, де єм траву жала.
Як єм до мі прийшла, мамка ня витала. Вітай, дівко моя, бабці з того спала.
Вітай же, дівко, повіж мій шутко, вітай, дівко моя, барзі з того спала. Вітай же, дівко, повіж мій шутко, вітай, дівко моя, барзі з того спала.
Ой, спала, я спала, не виспаваємся. Мала я фраєра, любоваваємся.
Скоро з вечора, довго до рана, мала я фраєра, любоваваємся. Скоро з вечора, довго до рана, мала я фраєра, любоваваємся.
Ой, на горі цігане стояли, під горою цігане гуляли.
Стояла, думала, ціганочка молода, ціганочка молодая. Стояла, думала, ціганочка молода, ціганочка молодая.
Один циган не п'є, не гуляє, на циганку бровами моргає.
Стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молодая. Стояла,
стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молодая.
О, циганко ты моя, коханко, любил бы тебя, кебы не Иванко.
Стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молодая. Стояла, думала, циганочка молода, циганочка молодая.
Голос Русинів Америка.